4PXB Mobile.
4PXB KF4NXY. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Yeah, just see who was on the radio this morning, because most of the time it's quiet all the way from Greenville all the way into Spartanburg.
It's been kind of quiet for a while now. The group gets on from around 5:15 till about 6:30, and sometimes they move over to the 147-285 for a little while, because they kind of get in an area where they can't get into this machine. And then sometimes some of us will come back here to the 610, and I just happen to be sitting here drinking some coffee and watching the news, and I heard you come in. Oh, the name's David on this end.
Lloyd on this end, just glad to talk to you and seeing how you're doing. Yeah, at 5:15, to normally around that 6 time frame that you mentioned, I'm checking my eyelids for pinholes, well, most of the time.
That's what most people are doing, including my wife. She retired last year, and she likes to sleep a little later, but I got used to getting up real early when she had to get up real early, so I still do it and come back here in the radio room and turn on a few toys and listen.
That is definitely a very fun thing to do. I turn mine on when I'm normally up. I'm retired military, so I have the internal clock. I'm always up by 6, maybe sometimes about 6:10. So everyone else is still asleep in my house. So I get on there and listen for a while, and then sometimes I do hear them talking and just definitely listen. And at some point in time, I know it's never a inexpensive thing to do. I've upgraded my license to where I can talk on HF, just don't have an antenna nor the radio to do so yet.
I can give you a little incentive. You get that general ticket, and I'll loan you a radio and antenna.
I got my general license. I took it in January sometime, so I've already got it.
The offer still stands. I've got extra radios, and I've got extra wire antenna that, I got in a go bag if I haven't got around to doing any parks on the air, but that's kind of what I had in mind for it.
Appreciate it. The biggest thing is I'm trying to hide the antenna that people have talked about from because I live in an HOA, and the president of the HOA lives right across the street from me, so anything has to be put up, it has to be done covertly, because I always watch when her car is not there and do stuff like that, because she's one of these busybodies that will report you to the attorney's office for the HOA, and just beyond stupid.
That's bad. I feel for you, because you got Karen watching you real close. Unless you got somewhere you could string this up in the backyard where she wouldn't see it, or if you put up a flagpole and could run it down through the flagpole. There's ways around it, but like you said, you kind of gotta wait till her car is gone before you do anything.
I've already got a flagpole up, and I've also got trees on the side of my yard. It's probably about 40 feet long. So they mentioned that would be an area to be able to hide an antenna. Like I said, I've had a flagpole up in my house for a very long time, so yeah, that's definitely always been a mention of being able to hide it there too.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I don't know, seemed like I heard something about there's federal laws and rules and regulations that supersede HOA rules and regulations, but, I don't know for certain about that.
Yeah, there's a pending resolution right now to allow the people that have ham radio antennas to be able to use those, but I don't think it's actually come into effect yet, because I know they made that same concession for people that want to have satellite dishes, that the FCC had stepped in and made it where people can use the satellite dishes in their in an HOA.
Kind of makes sense. A lot of people use the satellite dishes for, to receive their radio. There's a Kenwood, for example, that that you could you get the module for the gigahertz. You could use the satellite dish. I would guess. I don't know but I would think you might could use a satellite dish with it.
I know there's, on YouTube, there's a gentleman that's actually made a 2 meter and 440 antenna out of a satellite dish, so that was definitely very interesting to see that, but no one's actually, there's nothing out there yet showing how to do that for HF.
Yeah, I don't know with most of, I think you're normal satellite work, there's you have a uplink and a downlink with with 2 meter and 440, but I do know there's we do have some frequencies in gigahertz, and I don't know exactly what kind of antennas you'd need to do that. Might be somebody out there could give us better information.
Gary, KI4DOS, he's definitely a wealth of knowledge on that issue, and there's other people that have done different aspects with antennas.
I met up with Gary and several other guys at the Winter Field Day, and they were putting up temporary wire antennas, and it was a pleasure to watch them and learn how to do stuff.
I probably saw you there due to the fact that me and my daughter were there. She was the little girl that was 3 years old running around and having fun out there.
I do believe I saw y'all about the time they did the hamburgers and hot dogs. I think I saw y'all sitting off to the side, and I kind of nodded and waved at you.
You did, yeah. She's definitely a very good girl. She, of course, like any child and any person, just they have their moments.
Well, that was, it was definitely a family environment, that day, and I saw some other people with kids, and I think everybody had a good time, and all the children were well behaved, so it was a good day for everybody to just a good warm day to be a winter field day, so I really liked that aspect of it too.
Definitely had a good time. A very funny story about that was when she saw the porta potty. She said she had to use the bathroom, even though I brought a portable one for her. When she went in there, she told me to flush it because she saw all the waste down at the bottom, and I just chuckled and told her that didn't flush. And then she goes, I was going to line the seat so she could sit down, and she refused to. So I went up back up to the truck and brought her portable one out.
That's a cute little story, because, I can imagine.
especially, you know, I'll avoid it during the summertime if I can, because, you know, it just, they're definitely odoriferous at that point in time.
And I've heard stories of people going in them things and lighting up a cigarette and the methane gas causing an explosion.
That had to be definitely one that probably was not vented, because now most of them have a lot of vents on there where that methane gas won't build up like that.
I think, you know, most of that kind of stuff you see on YouTube or Facebook or whatever, you know, it's something that's, you know, staged just to make a point or have a comedy, you know, aspect to it.
That's what I was thinking, where somebody staged it by plugging up all the vents, you know, just to have the ratings on YouTube and just mainly to be stupid.
Well, there's a lot of stuff out there like that. So anyway, I gather you're on your way to work.
I'm right here, just one exit before the that actual highway bridge that they're rebuilding. So that's where I'm at right now.
Definitely getting into the machine real good. Seemed like I might have heard you one morning. You were, I don't know, taking your daughter to daycare before you went on to work.
That's my daily routine, due to the fact that my wife works from home, so it makes no sense for her to get out. I just sit there and take her on my way into my work, because it's in the same direction. So I take her there and then get on the 85 into Spartanburg.
Well, what kind of radio and antenna do you have?
I'm in my truck with a Yaesu FT-2980 with the 2-meter 440 antenna on there, and at home I run an Anytone with a cable antenna that KO4NUE built for me.
You always sound good coming into the machine. What kind of who's the manufacturer of your mobile antenna?
Yep, I will look here shortly. I got it from the DTX Engineering with the, I got it from the Yaesu webpage that they mentioned that this type of antenna actually goes with the radio, and they said you buy it as a bundle, so that's what I did.
I've seen DX Engineering offer some units like that, so anyway, it's like I say, you're definitely getting into the machine real good, and, you know, it's just good audio, good strong signal.
Appreciate the radio report, because I'm running on medium power that way, because this radio, it only has like two small vent holes on each side, and when it's on high power like that, when you're talking for a while, it does get hot.
Yeah, they do get hot. I'm on the Yaesu here, and it's got a little fan in the back of it, and then if I, you know, keep it keyed up for a while, sometimes the fan will kick in, but I've only, you know, I got the radio set at 10 watts, so it doesn't, you know, have a tendency to do that. Now, if I was to crank it on up, to, you know, it would get hotter, and the fan would kick in.
I'm not sure. I'll look in my manual to find out, you know, I guess, when it gets extremely hot like that, how much it would affect the system like that. And, because my thought is, especially with electronics, you know, they don't like to be hot for a long period of time before it degrades the system and just makes it where it does not function correctly.
The cooler you can keep this kind of stuff, the better.
I'm going to go in my software, because you have to make all the configurations. Let me rephrase that. It's easy. easier to make the configuration change to tell it to do medium power all the time when it powers up, because right now I've got it set to be high power, and I just change it to the medium power after I turn it on, because it, you know, it does not need to run full power like that, and especially when you mentioned that I'm getting into the repeater with no issue on medium power.
That's true. And another thing that will cause a heat issue is if you got a little bit of standing wave on the antenna. If you got a 2 or 3 or 3.5 even, that which is kind of pretty high, then that will increase the heat and make your signal fold back and come back into the radio. So if you got a 1-to-1 or a 1-to-1.5, then everything works a lot better.
At some point in time, if I know somebody that actually has radios that actually has the SWR on it, and when I'm keying up and talking to them, they can give you a pretty decent idea how that's actually coming through, correct?
What you usually do is you put the meter, which I think I've got one around here somewhere. I got a SWR meter for 2 meter. You would put it on your mobile radio with a jumper and key it up in the middle of the band, and then it both 144 and 148, and then in the middle of the band, and see what kind of reading you're getting. The SWR meter will tell you what the antenna's doing.
That's definitely one thing. It also will definitely destroy your radio pretty quick.
Well, and if you've got the money to invest, in antenna analyzer, that can give you even better detail as to what your antennas are doing. In the mobile and at home, I haven't invested in one of those yet. They're just a little bit pricey.
I have not either. As they say, that the ham radio is not a cheap hobby.
It's not. Me and my wife, we never had children. We got married a little late in life and never had kids, so the spare money has gone in to radios and boats and motorcycles.
Such a tough life. Yeah, me and my wife have 2 26-year-old children, and we're also foster parents. So one of the foster children, when the child was 8 weeks old, up and left, and left the now three-year-old with us. So we're in the process of adopting her because they've already terminated the mother's rights, and now the child has nobody. So we're going to adopt her, and so, because truly, we're the only parents that she knows.
My nephew did that years ago. He adopted an entire group of 5 children that, both of the parents were drug addicts, and the kids were in a really bad environment, and my nephew and his wife, they adopted all 5 of them.
There is definitely a special place in heaven for that man and his wife. Yeah, it's definitely something did not think about having to start over doing in my middle 50s, raising a 3-year-old again.
One thing, Shane and his wife were they were fairly young when they adopted this group of kids, and they done pretty good with them. So, you know, like you said, I think gonna have a good place in heaven when that time rolls around.
And hopefully the children are young where they, you know, won't have the memories of the hopefully not the bad situations they were in. And there's so many strict guidelines of fostering and being, it's not so much as when you adopt the child, but when a child's in foster care, there's so much that you can't do that, you know, against all their guidelines. And some of it I understand because of the child's already, you know, been, you know, had issues from the way they were treated in the past, but they really, you know, make the situation worse when it's hard to do a corrective measure for the child when they're in your home.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. With the children that Deshane had, you know, got a lot of it was, you know, malnutrition from, you know, the way that the original parents, you know, if you can call them that, you know, the situation that the kids were in, it was like, I think Shane and his wife, they rescued them, you know, pretty much in the nick of time, and you know, they've had a few issues over the years, but overall, they've done pretty good.
One of the kids that they brought to me and my wife many years ago on an emergency removal from the home, the kid was, I just definitely had, you know, bugs and all over the house and stuff like that. He was literally afraid of pepper because he thought it was bugs, and he obviously was upset by being removed from the home, that he told us, that me and my wife, that he knew where the knives were and he was going to kill us in our sleep. So we told him, said, we called back his caseworker and said, unfortunately, you need to come back and get him and, you know, put him somewhere that he can get counseling for his issues, because, you know, I would not want to have to hurt a 2-year-old by defending my family.
Yeah, they can have some very, very serious issues. It's like, you know, the young boy that was in the group, you know, he got into breaking in the houses, and he's had some trouble with the law, and he's had some trouble with illegal drugs, and, you know, it kind of remains to be seen, you know, if he's going to straighten up and be okay, or if he's going to wind up in the penal system, and that'll be where he stays. So hopefully not. Hopefully, you know, things will work out. But it's kind of up in the air at the moment.
Sir, I do hope it turns out for the better. All right, it's KO4PXB. I'm now in my work site, so I will definitely say 73, and please have a great day and a safe day.
You have a good day at work, and I might hear you on here later this afternoon. The sun's come up, and it's a beautiful, warm day outside, and there's plenty of little produce, so talk to you later. KF4NXY.
We'll talk again about the antenna that you mentioned and the radio.
Yeah, we'll do that.
W4FCM. He listens, or when finishes it, he comes. He'll be on W4FCM listening for KD4FDI.